Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am here this morning with Rachel Olive, who is the prevention coordinator from the Nebraska Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Coalition. It's great to have you here today to talk about your upcoming prevention summit that's going to be held on November 18th, 2010, over in Lincoln, Nebraska. And it's a day-long summit about domestic violence and sexual violence prevention. Rachel, can you describe what this summit is?
It's a giant think tank day to take what we had kind of created through the state plan and through even domestic violence prevention dollars action plan, and to kind of create a more basic approach to how do we implement prevention and attain the goals that we want to within the basic communities around Nebraska.
Why is it important to bring people together to talk about prevention in Nebraska?
Well, something that we've really addressed here is the idea of collaborations and really pulling people in. And we really stress the fact that the unique part of Nebraska is that we're really good at getting behind one cause. I mean, we have a unicameral, we have one university football team. We're very good about that. And so how do we draw on what we're good at and those strengths to really make sure that we unite our state together? That meant really for the 19 programs that exist in our state to really look at what collaborations needed to be at the table in order to have these conversations.
Ram, what you're doing is in Nebraska, you're having the 19 different domestic violence and sexual violence prevention programs, being able to invite people from their local communities to be able to help develop a plan that's going to serve not just their community, but as you said, be unified, to be able to have a grand effort to really coordinate prevention throughout the state of Nebraska. Who will be among the people attending?
It's going to vary from community to community. The basic guidelines we gave them were who do you want there who can really drive a great conversation and help you reach your goal. So for some communities, that meant some mentorship program leaders. It meant after-school programming. Other communities, it meant media-based people. Some communities, it meant hospital or medical people. It just kind of varied from there. And for some people, it was just even that person that was in their community that kind of connected everybody together, that knew everything, that was the go-to person. So we really wanted them to identify who were those informal leaders within that community.
Yeah, at the prevention summit that will be held on November 18th, you're expecting over 75 people to be attending that. And what are some of the things that will be happening during that day?
At the beginning of all this, we decided to do a pre-conference survey. And that survey really looked at the knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors that people had going into this, what they felt the access of resources was, their civic engagement, what they felt even about prevention, and what they felt about bystander engagement. It's giving us kind of like a base to start our conversations on. And from there, we're going to present those findings to begin with and really kind of open up the table for discussion. And then from that, we're going to look at even just what some different groups that are run by kids and middle schoolers and high schoolers are doing across our state. The majority of the day is really going to be spent working at your table with your community leaders to really figure out how do we do this. So it's just one giant facilitated conversation for the whole day.
And what I love about it is that you're trying to bring in not just the usual suspects, but also bringing in those that might have not been typically invited to the domestic violence and sexual violence prevention table. So it's great. You're going to have 19 different tables going on simultaneously, it sounds like.
That's the best part of it, because we really wanted them to think outside the box on who those collaborations needed to happen with.
The summit is then only one point of time and not the end product in itself, but then you're hoping that this is going to then engender some real exciting dynamic prevention work going on in Nebraska. So what do you see in your next year to follow up and build on the foundation you're setting at the summit?
Even within this last year, we've come leaps and bounds within Nebraska in terms of prevention and understanding what it is. With this day, it's really kind of the starting point and the launching point for everything else that'll follow through. It'll kind of lead into work groups within the communities, us really supporting at the coalition that technical assistance and really making sure that it's not just a one-on-one basis of information that they're getting, but very much, okay, so you're really taking hold of this community organizing piece. What can we do to help you integrate that more into your community? And really making sure that we support them and really making sure that we have something kind of as a draft of what we can do and what we can follow for the next few years.
I'm really interested, and for all of us who participate in Prevent Connect, we really are excited to see. Of course, we know that Minnesota did a fabulous summit that I had the opportunity to attend last year around sexual violence, and now what you're going to be doing in Nebraska, we want to follow it, and I hope to talk to you afterwards to learn some of the outcomes and see what exciting prevention activities are going to be supported. So thank you very much. If someone wants to learn more about the Prevention Summit and the work that Nebraska Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Coalition is doing around the prevention of domestic and sexual violence, where would they go to get information?
Go to ndvsac.org.
We'll also, of course, have links on preventconnect.org connected to this podcast. So thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out to talk with me today.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit CalCASA.org. That's CalCASA.org.